आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। Rajasabha has been adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar over various issues. When the House assembled at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh tried to run the zero hour, but opposition members created ruckus demanding discussion over various issues, including special intensive revision of electoral roll in Bihar. Mr. Harivansh appealed the members to take up zero hour, but they did not pay heed to his appeal, following which the House was adjourned till 12 noon.
Permission of the House, we will resume discussion at 12 noon today by skipping question hour and lunch hour. The House may continue to sit beyond 6 p.m. till the conclusion of this discussion. All of you have given your consent.
Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha has resumed discussion on Operation Sindoor. Mr. Harivansh informed that the Upper House will resume discussion on India's strong, successful and decisive Operation Sindoor in response to a terrorist attack in Pahalgam. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that all the states have been covered with Vande Bharat train service in a short span of 3 years. In reply to a question in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav informed that currently 144 Vande Bharat are operational across the country. He said the operational feedback of this train is very encouraging, due to which more demands for such trains are generating from the states.
Please take your seat.
He's not lying.
Seat par baith karke bolna sahi nahi, aap jante hain.
Sir, then I'll give you the third quote. Please. He now says, because people are saying, you are paying money. We felt that in the circumstances, this is the right payment. And we purchased a settlement, if you like. We purchased peace. And it is good for both countries. 1960, sir, he says he purchased peace. We did not purchase peace, sir. It was a purchase of appeasement. Because within 1 year, the same Prime Minister accepted that with Pakistan there was no peace. Now, sir, I hear some noises across the bench. I would be very happy to submit, sir, the Prime Minister's speech in the record of the Lok Sabha and to keep it on the table.
That was a live input from Rajya Sabha on the discussion on Operation Sindoor. Well, moving on, in a major anti-infiltration operation in Jammu and Kashmir, security forces eliminated two Lashkar-e-Taiba terrorists attempting to cross the line of control in the Poonch sector. The encounter began after troops observed suspicious movement along the fans early this morning. Swift action by the security forces led to the terrorists being gunned down. The encounter follows the recent elimination of terrorists involving the April 22nd Pahalgam attack. Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NASA ISRO Synthetic Aperture Radar NISAR, an Earth Observation Satellite today. It will be launched from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota, at 5:40 p.m. using the GSLV F-16 rocket. The countdown for the launch began yesterday at 2:10 p.m. India has sent a consignment of humanitarian assistance to the people of Syria. In a social media post, Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that the consignment includes 5 metric tons of essential life-saving medicines such as anti-cancer drugs, antibiotics and anti-hypertensives. A powerful 8.8 magnitude earthquake struck off the Pacific coast of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula in the early hours today. According to United States Geological Survey, the quake initially recorded as an 8.7 magnitude tremor, which later upgraded, making it one of the strongest earthquakes in recent years, surpassing all since Japan's 2011 mega quake. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh and West Uttar Pradesh today. Parts of Chhattisgarh, East Madhya Pradesh, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Uttarakhand, West Bengal and northeastern states are also expected to witness moderate to heavy rainfall throughout the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.